Blog Talk Radio.
Truth be told, it's about the time to get to the bottom line. No filter, no hesitation. It's time for truth be told. Top of the hour, middle of the day. But before you lay your head, let the truth be told. City to city, we get in it. Can you feel me? Let's get to the nitty gritty. It's time for truth be told.
Yo, welcome to Truth Be Told, the number one indie radio station streaming online, Dollhouse Radio. Y'all already know what it is, where we tell nothing but the truth, so help me God. We got my assistant. This is your girl going, baby, by the way. We got the assistant hostess on the build, in the building. Where y'all at? Miss STL.
What's up? Ace and baby, Miss STL, a.k.a. Miss, and I'm in the building. Yeah, Dollhouse Radio, baby.
Hey, yo, blocker, two to the body, one to the head, motherfucker. Hey, you know what it is, it's a real Mr. Tom, I'm in the motherfucking building. What's good, family?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what it is, baby. Here to do what we do.
You already know. Well, anyway, we got an amazing week, of course. It's your girl, all things golden. It's a golden baby. It's my week, so we about to turn up a little bit. You're tuning in to Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, most anticipated where we let the truth be told. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at truthbetold_DHR. Shout out to the producer of the show, Miss India Morrell, and the entire Dollhouse Radio organization. If you want to holler at us, you can do it live at 646-595-4038. Just make sure you press 1, and that'll get you on the line with us. Want to take out the time to thank all of our wonderful listeners out there for rocking with us each and every week that we do this, because it's a pleasure. And we all love being here just as much as you all love having us here. So just in case you're a new listener on the line, we want to take out the time to introduce ourselves. Let's begin with our assistant host.
What's up, baby? This your girl, Miss STL. You can check me out on Twitter at MZ_STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building.
Yeah, baby. My bad. You hear me? Y'all know what to do, man. Hit me up on Twitter at The Real Mr. Timer, or you can shoot me an email at St. Louis Mobster 314. That's STLOUISMOBSTER 314 at gmail.com. My bad, baby. I didn't know my shit was on mute. I'm on the road right now,
good.
So.
You good, bro. You actually turning up. I like your vibe right now. You setting the tone for the show, and we really, really appreciate that. It's your girl, Golden Baby, on the line. All things at Golden Baby. Twitter.com/Golden Baby. Facebook.com/AC Golden Baby. And I do be on that thing, you know. So. But anyway, welcome to the Truth Be Gold. Excuse me. The Truth Be Told show. Well, we tell nothing but the truth, so help me God. Well, you can come kick back, listen, and have a good time. Ain't that right?
For sure. At all times, baby.
Right. So once again, you can always, and I mean always, feel free to hit us up at 646-595-4038. Be sure to press 1, and if you want to go live with us, that's how you're going to accomplish that. Always remember, tell a friend. And for the evening, I, myself, Golden Baby, will be your lead host, and we certainly have an ear-opening show for you. So this evening, look forward to extremely hot topics, good laughter, and information never heard like this before. Also, this week we'll be kicking off an entirely new segment called Dr. Baby, where we will be diagnosing a touchy subject entitled pedophilia, excuse me. For that segment, Nurse Malo will be in the queue. And now for our Dollhouse Radio announcements, we'll be right back.
It's a little early. I mean, but hey, are you ready to go to the announcements right now?
Let's get some music. Yeah, our announcements at 4:11, baby. Information time.
Okay.
I mean, we can get some music if you want to do that, baby, or do you want to get the announcements? It's your show.
Yeah, let's go ahead and kick the announcements. We'll be right back.
Okay, let me get back to that. See, now y'all confusing. Y'all confusing the DJ. Hold on. Y'all confusing the DJ. Here we go. Dollhouse announcements. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio,
home of the indie artists and the hottest station on the net. Happy New Year's from all of us to all of you. Get ready for an awesome 2017. Vamp City returns this Friday the 13th, with Endaya Morrell, The Real Mr. Timer, and Angela Marie. Be sure to tune in at midnight Eastern. And truth be told, it's also back this Saturday live at 5 p.m. Eastern. Dialhouse Radio is accepting music submissions from all indie artists. Be sure to email us your MP3, bio, or one sheet and a current photo to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out our new Hot Sugar website at www.hotsugartea.com for all the latest in celebrity and adult entertainment news. Don't miss our shows weekly on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And now, back to your program.
Hey, yo. Yeah, we're back with more Truth Be Told on Dollhouse Radio. We're about to get into a session we like to call Hot Topics. So if any time you have something to say or you just want to talk to us, you can dial 646-595-4038 and press 1 because we'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to kick things off since I am the lead host this evening, and I know you all probably know I like to shake shit up. So I wanted to discuss our men these days and what's happening to them, right? So what percentage of black men are actually straight, and what needs to be done as a woman to help our men, black men in particular, to remain that way? Now, I would just like to say that I read an article that stated by the year 2020, 67% of all black men will have engaged in some type of homosexual act. And that scares me. I mean, that is a scary thing. So think about it. It could possibly be more than this because almost half of our men are openly gay. Another percentage is on the down low. And another percentage of our men who have been sexually, that have been sexually abused or have thought about engaging in homosexual activities with other men. So where does this leave us? I mean, what is happening here? Do you believe that there will be any men left for the women of this world? Do you agree with this? And if so, what can we do to protect the future generations of young men to come? Because I'm pro-choice all day, but something has to be done. I mean, what do y'all think?
I mean, my thing is, I think a big part of it is to, especially for our brothers, you know what I'm saying, which is hard, easier said than done, is to stay out of the system. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of brothers who end up getting incarcerated for some reason or another, and, you know, it's lonely behind them four walls 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So they, you know, I'm not even trying to be funny. Hey, that's more real than a $10 bill. You feel me?
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's a big part of it, you know what I'm saying, it's to try to stay on, you know what I'm saying, on top with it and not try to get, caught up in that vortex, you know what I'm saying?
Because
you never know what you like until you try it, you feel me? And,
I think that's
the way you wanted it to be, but.
Right. I think that's also a good, I think that would take away a certain percentage, a great percentage. You know, what about those that are born this way? You know, just teaching people with those type of mind states, and it's fine. If you want to live how you want to live, fine. But to impose it on the rest of the world, our younger children, to have them, you know what I'm saying, pressing it on them. Let people make their own decisions, because today I feel like it's being pressed. You see it everywhere. So what can we do about people, that are not in jail, that's just on the streets, that's looking at it, that's seeing it everywhere, where it's being pressed
to me,
into the minds
to,
of these
to
young
me,
men.
Tama, did you have anything to say? Because if not, I mean, I have something to say about that. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Okay,
Tama,
well, a big thing to me, Grandma.
But go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway.
Okay, first off, don't hand me the mic. Do you? All right? Okay, yeah, I know how I feel about the shit. All of it's bullshit, all the way around. You can't go off a percentage of black men, what black men going to do when black folks don't even really do surveys, so how the fuck they going to say where we going to be in 2020, okay? So, end of the day, I mean, it's fucking bullshit, and then it's a one-sided thing because we go, like I told you before, it's 50-50. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about, is all black women going to be gay? I mean, come on, man, be for real. Don't. I mean, that shit is upsetting, and for you to even entertain whoever put that fuck shit, that fuckery out there, the brainwash motherfuckers, to think that all males are going to be gay by 20. Like my cousin FMG say, oh, my dad is daddy. That ain't never going to happen. Truth be told.
Well, I mean, but it is happening. The fact remains that it is happening. It may not be happening in your life, but there are people who are suffering and going through this. I mean, men who really are struggling and battling with who they are. And they want to appear straight to the world, but they live in a different life. I mean, it's coming
okay,
out.
That's fine, but you can't put everybody in one fucking box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I mean, like I said, there's no establishment across America that I can go and say all women shit. You know what I'm saying? About all women, about anything, because it's going to be a fucking problem, even if that's the life they live. So, I mean, to put everybody in a box, I mean, I don't. Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, it's motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, come on, but shit, you can't. There's no 100% on anything in life, and there never will be outside of God. So. I mean, come on, man. Let's be for real. Stop the bullshit convo to me. Boo.
I think a lot of things. Okay. You're right. Okay. All I was saying was, I think sometimes just seeing so much of it and it being glorified, especially through TV and things of that nature, and it does present a certain mindset for our children out here. Our children are old enough to sit up and watch Empire, and there is, which I'm just throwing it out there because it's very relevant and it's very popular. You know, they're old enough to watch these different shows and see this and see, you know, the glorified, you know, content behind, you know, being gay and having money and, you know, stuff like that. So I think a lot of it is monitor your kids and the things that they're watching, especially when it comes to their TV and their social media. Truth be told.
Truth be told. You know, it really is. It's like I said, it's being pressed. You know, I don't know what it is. Why is being pressed? But it's being pressed.
Why can't
people just live, man? And why does it have to be?
You what?
Go ahead.
Hold on. Here's the deal. I mean, yeah, our kids are old enough to watch Empire, but if a parent don't let their child watch Empire, I mean. And that's what it is. There's parents out there that won't let their kids watch Empire. I don't give a fuck how old they are. And those same parents that are like that, I mean, if you're going to do something like that, then you tell them why. Yeah, you can't impose your beliefs on – I can't impose my beliefs on you like you can't impose yours on me unless I'm willing to actually – I mean, we can all be willing to listen, but how many of us is weak enough to – say fuck what we believe in and just take the bait. I mean, that's a weak motherfucker for you. Yeah, each gender had weak motherfuckers, and some people are you know what I'm saying, whatever they went through in life pushed them there. But that doesn't mean that it's going to go across the board, and you know what I'm saying, that doesn't mean that there are people, our elders, whichever gender, that's going to keep that fucking disaster from happening. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, if there's ever a time that women are extinct, we drop everything. Women included, we drop everything. And we figure out what the fuck, hey, how we finna fix this. Fuck football, fuck basketball, fuck strip clubs, fuck money at this time, because
you know
we talking
I
about
say,
something greater
you know
than money.
You know what I say? These weak-ass men is breaking us real women down. You know, and I just include myself as a people because I'm just keeping it real. You know, it is what it is, you know, but at the end of the day, we need our men. How do we keep them? That's what we're talking about. Fuck
you
all that. It's going on under the cover. It's going under the cover.
It's motherfuckers out here. You know, you have to, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of these, especially, and I don't, you know, no offense to the millennial women, a lot of it have to do with these millennial women, truth be told. You know what I'm saying? It's like they don't know how to, they don't have the old school you know, ethics. You know what I'm saying? When the woman would, you know, cook for her man, you know, if she wasn't working or if she wasn't a homemaker, or, you know, you got the women who go to work and come home and still cook a meal for their family, their husband or whatever. And I think a lot of these millennial women, they've lost touch with that. They don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They'll go get the nigga a burger and some fries rather than cook something at home, sit down at the table, not just sit there, you know, in your phone and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They take time to, you got to do what you got to do to keep your man, keep your, and vice versa. You got to do as a man, you know what I'm saying, to keep your woman. You have to be willing to engage and do the things she likes, and vice versa, the other direction, truth be told.
Right. Truth be told. That's what's up. You know? We on to the next topic. That's a touchy subject. We go on and on.
Let's finish this shit and go into the 420.
Right.
I mean, what you got to say then, Mr. Tyler?
All I'm saying is all of his bullshit. All of it's bullshit. It's all about how we as people, you know what I'm saying, and we as people communicate. It's we as parents to stay in our kids' lives and their heads to be that guidance to our kids. If our child have, if my son came to me today tomorrow and say, Dad, you know what I'm saying, this is what it is, then this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the motherfucking day, I mean, me as a parent, I'm, you know what I'm saying, it's going to still have that, you know what I'm saying, that line of communication. I'm going to keep it open.
Right.
It's kind of like when you violate that trust of anybody, they shut off from, oh, I can't talk to you no more because you did the total opposite of what I didn't want you to do. It's the reason why I didn't want to come to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about communication.
Bottom line, keep your motherfucking kids under control.
At the end of the day.
For real,
I mean, it is about keeping your kids under control.
What do you mean?
Because,
let me interject on that, because it's past keeping your kids under control. It's about instilling certain things in them, because you're not going to be around them 24/7. So you got to plant that seed in their mind that when they in these streets, this is what you need to be doing in these streets.
You
know what I'm saying?
Because
you can't watch them 24/7 when they're outside of your
planting the seed is leading by example. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's planting the seed. I mean, no, we can't watch our kids 24/7. But as long as you instilling those same morals and values that was instilled in us and tweak it if we need to tweak it, you know what I'm saying? Like for instance,
right,
if a parent beat the hell out of their kid for no reason instead of talking to them first, you know, and you tweak it. As parents, we tweak shit. You know what I'm saying? But as long as we're doing that, I mean, we can't hold their hand, but it's still in the right things, and it's going to make the right decision. You know what I'm saying? And throwing a video game or a talk show on to teach our kids how to be, adults, that's the problem.
Right. You're right.
That's the problem. Too much TV. We can watch a lot of TV like that, and we have access to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could. Get your ass outside and play. Go jump some rope.
Yeah.
Not through the weekday.
Period. Not through the weekday.
Go catch butterflies.
Period.
Just be back
and on
before
the weekend,
they push
going
light.
Outside.
Come on, though.
That's right.
I can't wait to light up this trippy stick. Oh, baby.
Me too.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. It's a Troopy Go show. Y'all ready?
Oh, my God. You guys are muffling.
Nigga, shut the fuck up. Let me have my
time.
Look at
speaking
this nigga.
Speaking of
that,
about
that 420
sign.
Is that what you calling it? This
the
Truth Be Go show, nigga. So quit hating,
oh
okay?
God.
We doing this
like this. This
nigga. Hey, yo. We finna get into 420. Y'all already know what it is. Like Mr. Thomas says, it's 420. Some goddamn word.
420 somewhere, motherfucker.
So we're going to blow it down real quick. And you know I got one real quick. This your girl, AC Golden Baby, with Free My Mind.
Okay.
They say that patience is a virtue. What if your patience really hurts you? Time ain't forever, I encourage you. imagine being me in 80s, all that you hear. Only 18 years of my life I've seen, but it feels like forever I've been chasing this dream. So vivid was the picture I envisioned for me. So impossible for missing, only possible for me.
I just want to free my mind, sit back and relax, popping one gun at a time so I can feel the effect. He's so much on my mind. Wanna make my music, and that's not meant to be confusing. I sit back and dream and think of a theme and build me a hit. So hopefully you'll like it, cause I'm a realist. Only the real can really feel this. And on the real tip, I'm a trip. So you'll never see it done like this, hear it sung like this, standards run like this. Plus I'm young as shit. I wasn't fed with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I'm rich. Yeah, I'm rich in blood, rich in love, rich in music. If you just listen to it, you gon' get into it. But you don't fit into it, so please don't try to do it. The music that I make's only meant for tourists, not imitators. Look, it's only one me, one AC baby who called for the baby. People go right, they can't go wrong. I show them the alternative to negative song. Lead my people on is wrong. And I ain't a preacher, I'm just a feature for the Lord. For the Lord, AC baby. I just wanna free my mind. Sit back and relax, open one gun at a time. So I can feel the effect. He's so much on my mind. I won't ever fall the time. I think I'll take me a ride.
Truth be told, on Indy's number one station, Dollhouse Radio. That was your girl, myself, you dig, Miss AC Golden Baby with Free My Mind. So I hope you got, you know what I'm saying, your mind free for that 420 break we just had. Definitely a hot joint.
Hey, AC, before we move any further, we got a caller want to chime in on something. I don't know if you want to grab your call.
Is that Miss 407? Let it hold the line, because we're about to get into a new segment entitled Dr. Baby. It's the first time we've begun to incorporate this into the show, and today we have a real treat for you. What most would consider a difficult subject, we've decided to observe for a moment to bring awareness to those affected by the disease. I'm your host, Dr. Baby, and joining me today is Nurse Malo. Now we can put her off the line. Put her on the line.
Okay. Hello. Hello, 7-year-old.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Nurse Malo.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, I'm in the car. So it's like a little turbulence here. Okay, so basically what we're talking about today is pedophilia, which is, I would say that it's, for some, it's an uncomfortable situation or subject to talk about. However, to get comfortable in something, you have to first be uncomfortable. And I think the talk has to happen. This is affecting a lot of children, and it's a lot of things in the news now. This is very disturbing. Basically, what I just want to touch on is just to give the definition of pedophilia, which is sexual perversion, in which children are the preferred sexual object. It's also a psychological disorder in which an adult has a sexual fantasy about or engages in sexual acts with a prepubescent child, which just means a child that has not reached puberty yet, age 10, 11, 12, anything under that, the person has a
Right. So pedophilia is just a technical term used to describe the act of an adult having sexual feelings directed towards children.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
So before we get back into the more definitive part of it, let's say, what has changed today versus the older days when men were able to marry a young child of his choice? And before you speak, I just want to say, from my perspective, the level of purity has changed. I think people do not think with pure intent, leaving an opening for extremely vain and nauseating feelings for children, for myself. What do you think?
Exactly. Well,
you remember the question, what has changed today versus older days when men were able to marry young children? What's different?
Well, there are laws. I think, in my opinion, the laws have changed because a child is not ready, in my opinion, to engage in being married. That is something that should be set aside for when your mind matures to that age, to where you can take on that role as a wife. And a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, you have not matured and grown enough to be able to take on that responsibility as becoming a man's wife. So,
right.
I think in the different customs now, I will say this, in different cultures and different customs, things are different. But there was a time, my grandmother, for instance, my grandmother was 15 years old when she got married. She was 15, 16 when she, had my mother. And they got married. My mother's father was 20 years old, 20 or 21. My grandmother was 15. And back then, they looked at it as, okay, if you have sex with my daughter, you got my daughter pregnant, you're going to get married, and you're going to marry her.
Right.
It didn't matter what age that it was. It was acceptable if you married that person. But even today, if a 15-year-old gets pregnant by a 21-year-old, he's going to jail. There is not a lot of parents that are going to say, oh, well, you just marry my daughter and make it okay. Because children are being victimized. And I think back then it was not as being victimized, the child is being victimized. But today we're looking at it with a fresh outlook, open eyes, and we're just being real with it. And we're saying children need to have a chance to be children.
That's a good point, what you just said. Ms. Estia, did you have something to say you wanted to add?
No, I mean, like you were saying, I think it's really just the times have changed. It didn't used to be, like you said, a problem back in the day, but now I think people are getting sicker. I think things are getting easier to access children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially with the boom of social media and the whole internet
oh, yeah.
and people catfishing and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I mean, they built a whole
yes, too much.
MSNBC show, yes. which I absolutely love, you know, catching people who are talking to kids over the internet and telling them different
yes.
things and what they want to do to them and luring them to their
mm-hmm.
houses in different states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's just it's crazy. I just think
you know,
technology
so,
makes it easier for them to get away with it.
Yes, it does.
Right. So it's a sickness, man. It's a
it
disease.
Is.
Back to what we were talking about, Melo, Nurse Melo.
It is.
Go ahead.
I was going to also say, because pedophilia is seen as a psychological disorder or disease, some people may view this as a form of accepting the behavior. However, I want to make it very clear that it is not. As an example, I'll use addiction. Addiction is also labeled a disease. However, it is still immoral and unacceptable in society. You cannot say, okay, because I have these drugs on me and I'm an addict, don't send me to jail. You know what I mean? No, you suffer from a disease, but we're also
right.
going to punish you for that. So I don't want it to be viewed upon as when we say it's a psychological disorder disease that we're giving pedophiles a pass. To say,
right.
oh, they
there
just suffer
no
from this. No, there
is
no
path. Mr. Timer,
well,
what did
yes,
you say?
Melo. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Melo, welcome to the show. Salute. What I'm saying is, what I want to say is, yeah, I mean, even if it is to be labeled as a disease, you know what I'm saying,
yes.
an addiction, then
mm-hmm.
that's the reason why they call it correctional centers and rehabilitation centers.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
within the time, there's no way around, you know what I'm saying, somebody messing with a child and they're grown. You know what I'm saying? They know better.
That's right.
I mean, regardless of them, if they went through it themselves, but that should teach them and they should know how that feels. So
exactly.
obviously you're dealing with a sick individual who will inflict that type of
yeah.
pain
behavior.
That to scar that child,
yep.
you know
right.
what I'm saying, and feel like, oh, because I was, you know what I'm saying, this is why I do, fuck that. They need to be put
yep.
behind bars and they need to be
that's
hit
right.
like they hit people with these
that's
drug
right.
charges. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
And the
so,
thing about it is,
I was just
going to interject, and I was just going to say the reason why sexual offenders have to be put on a sexual offender registry for the whole, their whole life is because that is something that they feel like even when you go to jail, even when you do your sentence, you are still going to suffer from this because this is a disease
it's
and this
sickness.
Is a disorder. It's a sickness.
It's a
so just
yeah.
because you went and did 7 years or 10 years does not mean you're not going to get out and have these same feelings. So we're going to put your ass
especially
on this
registry.
Especially
once it's in front of you again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put your ass on this registry, and you're going to have to register because we're going to watch you. We're going to watch you
right.
because this is
right.
something that you're going to suffer from probably all of your life. And it's going to take
right.
the perpetrator to hold their own self accountable and say, I need to be in counseling for this. I need to be not only in counseling, but on whatever, whoever you pray to, asking for strength. Asking for guidance because I,
yeah.
in my opinion, I believe that a lot of things are rooted in an evilness. And I think that once the enemy has control of your mind, he can make you go do anything. And you will, in your mind, you will think that it's okay. He'll trick you to believe that you having these sexual perversions on these children is okay. And because the world
in
no
shape,
pedophile,
form, or fashion
exactly.
is it okay.
So,
I just
think
wanna
a lot
say,
of, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I want to say it's just not fair to these children, to these poor children who are innocent. And that's the way I look at it because I have children,
yeah.
daughters.
That's
and
great.
I be
that's
damned.
Great.
I be damned.
I know.
Do you hear me? Okay,
we do. Loud and clear. Loud and
right.
clear.
This,
we
and
do.
You know what?
I think.
Do
yeah.
you want me to go? What
go ahead,
I mean, the thing about
yeah.
it all is basically like, you know what I'm saying? That's why we, once again, parenting. It all comes down to parenting. You know, I know some of us that couldn't go over anybody's house unless they was family. No, you can't spend a night. No, you
oh.
can't spend. I was one of
okay.
the kids. I couldn't go in anybody's house
yeah,
spend
well,
a night unless they was family.
Oh, no.
And
you know
what?
What
I want to say is basically, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I lost my train of thought. But it's right. You know what I'm saying? It's just the point of at the end of the day, keeping the communication open, you know what I'm saying, keeping a close eye on our kids, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
we can't even let, you know what I'm saying, we can't let anybody watch our daughters, let alone watch our sons, you know,
that's
so.
Right. That's right. There are some stats.
Yeah.
What you're saying right now, 89% of child sexual assault cases involve persons known to the child, such as a caretaker
Absolutely.
Or a family acquaintance. So I'm going
right.
to tell you, even when we think that our kids are, because I will just get personal with it, it happened to me and my wife. So
right.
it's not to say, and you think, when you think of a person who is a child molester or a pedophile, you're thinking of a man peeping in little girls' windows or someone sitting at the park that doesn't have any kids with him, he's watching the kids play. No, this can be an uncle, this can be a brother, this can be a family friend, this can be some person that the child trusts, a caretaker,
yeah.
a father, a stepfather,
yeah.
a clergy,
say,
thank you.
Say,
some
say,
person
yeah.
that some person that you literally
somebody
that
you're supposed to trust.
That you trust
right.
and respect, and they violate
right.
you. And that is the sickness. Yeah. That is also the psychological sickness that they have inside of them, is that they do this to children that love them and trust them. Okay?
Yeah.
So now you've totally made the child feel like, oh, my cat, this is someone that I love. So that's why sometimes it goes unsaid. And a lot of kids are
right.
afraid to speak out and tell, because the person that just touched them is their caretaker. The person
they're
that's
confused.
Providing for them, putting food on their table.
Confusing,
you know,
these
but then you're touching me.
Who have,
yeah.
Who don't
yeah.
have
and then another myth,
a choice or a say, and it's wrong.
And it is very wrong. Another myth I saw online, and it's startling. It says myth, and then it says fact. The myth is children who are sexually assaulted will grow up to sexually assault others. But the fact is, a percentage of sexual offenders were abused as children, although certainly not the majority. It's estimated that 30% of sexual offenders were sexually abused as children. 70% were not. So we can't even use that as an excuse that because I was touched, now I've touched others. A lot of I've met men that said they beat women because they saw their father beating a woman. I do drugs because my daddy was a drug addict or alcoholic. You can either make a choice to mimic what you saw, or you can make a choice and say, I'm not going to mimic what I grew up seeing or what
right.
I had to go through.
Right.
Just like you were saying, sir, just like Mr. Tommy was saying, there is no way that, you know, you can use that as an excuse. And the numbers, black and white is ink in my book, and
right.
that's official. So 30% of sexual offenders, yeah, they have been touched. Yeah, they were molested, and they went on to do this. But 70%, so majority rules in this case, people can't use that as an excuse that it happened to them.
You know you can't use it as an excuse when you know it's wrong. They know it's wrong.
Damn
you know
right.
what I'm saying, where they're
right.
doing
right.
it.
Right.
Other than that, they wouldn't
Damn
be hiding
right.
those files on that computer. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
It's kind of like,
okay.
It's kind of like, dude, what's old boy that used to be on Subway? Old boy,
oh,
what?
Garrett.
What is
Jared.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's he
a
knew it's wrong.
Life. A secret
I mean,
life. And this is somebody we praised.
And
somebody
you know
that,
it's real.
That we looked upon. Yeah.
And you know it's time for an intervention when people can have the world. I'm talking about the world and fuck it all up because of the addiction of something they know that's
yes.
wrong. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
So
endorsement
right.
deals,
right.
millions of dollars, and you were willing to forfeit that because you had a sickness that
want to
you
yeah.
could not get
baby.
Help for. Because
yeah.
you want
but,
to be
but
the
not just,
naked
not
children.
Just, a mental sickness, a mental illness aspect of it, a lot of it is power. Because they want,
Thank
you know, that provides an urgency for a sense of power and to be able
That's
to
right.
manipulate. And they're proud of
That's
that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a control thing.
Which is
yeah.
part of the sickness.
So,
Yeah. That's what a predator wants. A predator wants that. When a predator looks at a prey,
right.
you're not looking at somebody that you feel like can attack you back. When a predator seeks
right.
his eyes on his prey, it's usually somebody that's unsuspecting, that don't know it's coming, or that is weaker than them. A predator
right.
is not going to go after another predator because you know that
right.
you're going to be prepared to get your ass whooped, or you're going to have to
lion gonna
fight.
Lion going to kill the gazelle.
So,
they're not going to try to kill another lion.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You're not going to go for the lion because, okay, wait a minute, I might, you know, I'm about to be in a fight for my life here. So when you have a predator, you have, you have a predator, and
yo,
I'm not going to go out and try to rape this older woman because she might kick me in the balls. She might, you know, let me go touch on this two-year-old because this two-year-old can't fight me back.
Hey,
a lot of, like she
sickness.
Said, it is power. It is power.
There's Mayo. There's Mayo. Mayo, thank you so much for joining us today on the Dr. Baby segment. We got to take a break. And I know we
good,
got
somebody
cute.
I'm sorry. I was saying bye.
I wasn't even giving you your exit.
Give me my proper exit.
Hey,
yes,
baby.
Stay on the show.
Can she stay?
I wish I could stay. I have
stay.
A hair. Listen, this is so funny. I have a hair appointment in
Melo.
She really does.
I really, honestly.
No, it's cool. Hey,
I can come back whenever you guys need me to come back.
Well, you
definitely
be back every week on the Dr. Baby.
You need my services.
Okay.
Okay.
Salud.
Salud.
Yes,
be blessed.
Stop
be blessed.
It.
Have a great show. Okay.
You too. Be safe.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank
all
you. Right. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, man. We got to take a quick break, right? So, we got something in the queue. Don't we got something in the queue?
Huh?
Guaranteed tonight?
Are you looking for someone specific?
Can we get that? The guarantee tonight? Since it's baby.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Baby,
what song is guaranteed tonight? That's yours? That's yours, AC?
Yeah.
Guaranteed
we do have to get into the playlist a little bit, though. So
go put that guaranteed tonight in real fast, if you don't mind. And we'll get to that playlist. We'll get the bid, if you don't mind. Just go and get that guaranteed tonight.
Keep it pushing. I got to keep it golden.
All right. Let's keep it pushing.
Troopy gold. You so full of it for that, you sick fuck. It's the AC Baby Show.
Yeah.
I see you.
Takeover ain't no fake though.
I'm very creative. I got a creative mind. I love your creative mind, you sick fuck. Yeah.
I love you. Right. Oh, you a bastard. Yeah. Ooh, I love you.
Yeah.
But you a bastard.
Call your
you
boy.
Got that guaranteed tonight. Guaranteed tonight on
that. Yeah, this AC going, baby, with guaranteed tonight. Hell.
Although my days getting shorter, my nights alone. Most of the time I put my nights alone right at home. Just me and baby, ain't trying to recruit no friends. Cause nigga, this phone shady, I'm a bold bitch. I do this shit over the internet. I'm one call away from success, nigga, I'm next. And I've been doing this here for a long ass time. It's much deserved cause I got a cold ass ride. It's why I made you, baby, nigga, you gotta pay me. I got one chance to make them all sure of the mess. And Lord bless them, if they never get to meet a rapper. Well, let me be your blessing. Being socially responsible means I gotta watch how I say what I say to the teens. A generation with means to make a difference for those that pay attention, never making a mention of what I do for retention. Guaranteed tonight, realize, realize. You out here fucking with the grind. We out here living real life. If I could be alive,
weekend to the night. AC baby, I'm a real life legend. Powerful presence, I'm a real life blessing. Every day I'm still learning real life lessons. Shooting for the stars, trying to make it up to heaven. I figure my purpose, be beyond the surface. I figure there's no way to hide behind the curtain. So I'm living out loud, trying to be the sound that'll carry on life. Trying to make it through the night.
Guaranteed tonight by myself. That's your girl, AC. AC on, baby. We back with more Truth Be Told on the number one indie station streaming live, the one and only Dollhouse Radio. We got a little time left, and I'm ready to jump back into a couple more hot topics. And I know Mr. Thomas had something prepared, right?
Hey, man, you know how I feel, man. Women first. I'm gonna go ahead and start my shit off. It's all
I
good.
Just wanted to even and balance shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Salute to all the familiar tuning in.
And let Miss STL take us
online,
on, you know what I mean?
As well as in the queue on the phones, listening to us live. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ran across this story. It fucked me up. You know. It made me think about what women say. You know, men stick their dick in anything. You know what I'm saying? We men know that that's not true. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stick my dick in something that's going to cause harm to him or to me. You know what I'm saying? Or fuck it up because I'm blessed. God damn it, I'm blessed. All right, moving like this. Okay, it's this story about a guy in Malaysia, okay? This guy in Malaysia, it was said that he was taking a piss in a water bottle, and his dick got stuck in the water bottle. So the crazy motherfucker got a metal hacksaw and tried to cut, tried to cut him free, right? So, you know, complications. He ended up calling his dad. His dad showed up, and it, from what I interpret from his dad, convinced him to call 911. So two fire departments respond.
What?
You know, they get there. It takes them 10 minutes to free William. So hoping,
free,
you know what I'm saying? Because I like to think, you know what I'm saying? I don't get a dick swing contest, so I know as many of you out there like me. So here's the deal. So it took 10 minutes for the fire department to free him, and they said he had to go to the hospital because he was bleeding profusely. Okay? So my thing is wow, that's embarrassing, and how the fuck, you know what I'm saying, piss in the water bottle, man, find a motherfucking corner, you know what I'm saying, and then on top of it, you know, stick your fucking dick inside of the water bottle, take a piss in the water bottle. So they talk about other stories. They told about a story about a man, this crazy shit, can't make this shit up, a man bought a metal dick ring, and you know what I'm saying, it got stuck on his dick ring, and they stuck on his dick, and they had to cut it off with a wire cutter.
For those who
painful
don't know, those
shit.
Are
just
called
think,
cock rings.
Well, cock rings, okay? So, and Miss STL, when I told her that, she was like, metal? What the fuck? You know
what the hell?
I don't know what the motherfuckers look like, yeah. I got hands for that. You know, I got other hands, you know, saying women hands for that. I don't need no cock ring. But, I mean, just to think about that shit being stuck on him, and they had to cut it out with a wire cutter, man, that shit was painful, I know. You hear me? I done had to cut a ring. I done had to cut a ring off my finger with a wire cutter before. You know what I'm saying? Because my finger swelled up, and that was some painful shit. I never want to experience it again. Then they told another story about a Chinese guy who got his dicks caught. He got his dick caught in a wedding ring, so he had to wear it for two days. You know what I'm saying? I don't recall how they said they got that off or whatnot, but walking around with a wedding ring on his dick for 2 days. I don't know. So he can't make this shit up. So do y'all really think that we men would stick our dicks in anything despite
the
story?
No. Some men, yes. There are a lot of men who will, and there are a lot of men who have standards. So, you know, it just depends on that individual, I guess. Every situation has to be case by case in life because of the multi-diversified personalities that we all have. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, she's the president.
Yeah, nigga. Nah. Look at that. Because the ghetto comes out.
Truth be gold.
Truth be gold on this bitch. Yeah.
All things gold.
All things gold.
Yeah.
You already know. Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah, Lou, where you at?
Okay, I'm finna take it back to the beginning. First of all, why the fuck if your dick is stuck in something, why the fuck is the first person you call your dad? First of all, if my dick is bleeding, that's not the first person I'm finna call. I'm dialing 911. And my thing is the whole metal cock ring thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck he was thinking, but fellas. FYI, please don't ever put a metal product around your penis. Thank you.
Calm the fuck down. How about that? Sit the fuck down. How about that? Yeah, motherfuckers who want to be so trash.
But though,
sit your ass down.
Right. Man your ass up. If you a single man, your ass up, get your punk ass off the wall and start getting the numbers of some of these freaks. You know what I'm saying? So when you want to get your dick wet, you make a few calls, you go get your dick wet. But if you can't do that, you got a player like me.
Some people just like to be. Some people just fucking like to be weird. I honestly saw a tape where this gentleman went around to the back of someone's car and was fucking the tailpipe. Literally, I don't know what he was going through. I don't know what he was trying to get through. I don't know what he saw at the end of the rainbow. I don't know what he was smoking, but I don't want none of that shit. Keep that shit wherever you at.
So bad, want to fuck my car. Ain't that a bitch?
He put his shit in the tailpipe and was going.
Wow.
I said,
don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Hey,
the motherfuckers say, don't fall for a banana in the tailpipe. No, it won't be room for the banana because I'm already there. What the fuck? You hear me? Hey, man. The crazy thing about it all is, man, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's a lot of weird motherfuckers in this world, you know what I'm saying? And if they would just learn to be themselves, they can pull that gear that they won't, you know what I'm saying? Or in the meantime, you know what I'm saying? You never know what you run across. You might run across a nympho. And if you ever do that, fellas, winner.
Motherfuckers can't be themselves to the full extent. Everybody needs to have some type of drawback, a line.
Yeah, of course.
And don't cross because it's too much bullshit in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. I'm sick of all this shit going on.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, what I mean by be yourself is don't be that motherfucker making $50,000 a year, then you want to hit the club scene, blinged out, whatnot, making it rain, and acting like you living that life, you know what I'm saying? Unless you living that life. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I say, it's like motherfucking artists and shit. Don't be sitting on here talking about you a killer and whatnot, and when you get approached by the real killers, you don't know how to act, and a killer knows a killer all day. So, I mean, if motherfuckers would be themselves, if you a kind motherfucker, be a kind motherfucker. Yeah, you're going to get turned down by the motherfuckers that want the motherfucker to be, you know what I'm saying, to smack her around and smack that ass and all that shit. But, you know what I'm saying?
And it's sad. I'm going to get a little philosophical. It's sad that you can't be nobody but you. Because you hold on, let me finish that. Because you in your own motherfucking body and nobody else's. But yet, you attempt to be something that you are not, which you are incapable of ever becoming, because you are only yourself.
Well, well, the whole congregation stands up. The whole congregation stands up. You hear me? And for real, I mean, we are, you know what I'm saying, it's all, we're individuals. And to be an individual, you have to do you. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying, little minds and whatnot that I've seen around. Can't nobody do you how you do you. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. Everybody walking around in these skin leg jeans. I don't give a fuck if it came down in 2020. Everybody walking around in skin leg jeans. Motherfucker, I'm going to have some baggies on. You know what I'm saying? My nuts got to breathe. You dig?
Right.
So, I mean, every day. Like Bone say, it's an everyday thing. We let our nuts hang, man. You know what I'm saying? So, truth be told, man, it's man. Being yourself separates you from everybody, and you can have the world if you just be yourself. Fuck what everybody else is doing, man. Truth be told.
That's right. Truth be told, man. Truth be told.
Jeez. Truth be gold.
Truth be gold.
Truth be gold.
The gold in the baby that makes the music was popping.
Oh my God! You said we got some. We got our list. We got to play too, don't we, Miss ST?
We're gonna get through what we can. If we want to get into a small break, let's.
I mean that's up to the league.
Let's do whatever the fuck you wanna do.
Okay, let's
take a quick break.
Check out,
hey man,
let's do that break.
DJ Doughboy open. One of the Dollhouse Radio indie spotlight artists.
Get that shit out the ashtray. Light that shit back up. All
right. Yeah. Truth be told.
Boy, you got me open. The music in my to every single moment. Late at night, and when I wake up in the morning, can't deny you, baby. You got me open, you got me open, hey. You and I, a perfect attitude. This for a queen, a king with two. Fantastic nights, we painted
Yeah.
Okay. Again, that was DJ Doughboy Open. Indie Spotlight Artist right here on the House Radio, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Miss S. Yeah. That was a hot joint. Digging that.
I like it too.
That beat was great.
Yeah, I'm digging that. I know I was over there vibing like a mug. Yeah.
Me too.
Well,
back to what you told. You like that?
Yeah, sit back at the pool, you know what I'm saying, and drink your drink and enjoy life. Fuck, you know, like Gigi said, minus the bullshit, life's great.
That's right.
Hey, I want to throw a rest in peace out there. I want to say rest in peace to World Star founder Q. He died at 43. He died Monday night. He passed away. Resources say it was in his sleep. They were, you know, they started out small and they grew big quick. They even have, you know, World Star TV coming, I want to say in the month of February. So, you know, that was a blow, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, rest in peace. Shout out to his family
and
his, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So, was that the first celebrity death of 2017?
No.
Hell no. Who else
is
that?
Okay. Oh, no, Mary Tyler Moore. I'm sorry. I forgot Mary Tyler Moore.
She wasn't the first either.
It's some other one. I mean, rest they souls, God. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, our condolences to their families, to the lives that was lost, you know what I mean? Hell yeah. It's fucked up. It's been several people going already. Shit crazy like that.
Well, they're living in a better place than we are right now, so salute to them and their families and their legacies.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that, and other motherfuckers would be like, bitch, I'm balling. That's bullshit right there. That's that bullshit life.
Miss STL and AC.
What?
Miss STL and AC. HP and T is in the motherfucking house. Lost the boss and killed the Lou touchdown. So I confess them in. You dig? If y'all don't mind.
What's up, y'all? What's good?
What's good? What's up? Salute. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they was talking about calling you in because AC read a story that said by 2020, what is AC? All men gonna be gay?
60% of you black men will have engaged in some type of homosexual act, and that's at least three of your friends. That's at least one of the motherfuckers.
Not this guy.
Not this guy.
I tell you what, if y'all read anything about Kelsey Lou being gay or whatever, I ain't knocking them or nothing like that. But yo, the world gonna end, pigs gonna fly, hell gonna freeze over.
Well, that shit already happening, Kels. So that's what I'm telling you. We living in them days, goddammit. Pigs is flying and shit.
Hey, that second earth gonna hit us all that shit.
Hey, Kel.
This shit is really happening,
Kel. Hey, like I told AC, if it came out that women was gonna be a thing, man, fuck everything else. Fuck making money. We finna make something greater than money because we finna figure this shit out. No sleep. Team no sleep. All motherfucking day. Fuck football, fuck basketball, fuck everything that the motherfucking indulge in. But you know, God still had a reefer. I mean, that's gonna be going, but truth be told, the world stops.
And you know, it's a lot of that because these cats, man, they ain't got no positive role models for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it right there. Where the fuck is they daddy? The generation of real daddies went to jail. And they was there for a long, long fucking time because they did real fucking crimes to justify real shit that they had to take care of. Family shit.
Right.
We gotta eat type shit.
And then on top of that, you got these,
ahead.
We got the puss ass niggas as well as we got these crazy ass motherfuckers, these mothers of children. You know what I'm saying? They want to control every aspect and keep good men away from their child. You know what I'm saying? And you know the system ain't designed to help us. It's designed to protect. It's to fuck us, black men, speaking in terms of black men and all. So,
yeah.
I mean, it is crazy,
well,
man. It is
crazy. I think it's the strength in the woman that she lacked, the strength that she lacked therein with her man is gone because the majority of our men is in prison, man, or dead,
right.
Dog.
Right.
They
right.
gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a small percentage left. For we to divide that small percentage with gay homosexual men, and we ain't got no straight men out here, that's damn near all of them. That's all I'm saying.
Straight men
that's real
here.
Shit, dog. This
There's
world
always
is fucked
gonna be straight
up.
Men out here.
Well, you know,
yeah. We gotta go through all kinds of shit to find them.
Right. You know, too, though. Man, I was just looking at, like, Floss hit me up to it. I was just looking at, man, most of our black men is in prison, and they said, what was it, 1.2,
yeah.
like, million black dudes is missing.
Yeah.
Like, and Dick,
yeah.
and Dick Gregory was talking
you know
about
what?
That shit.
Yeah,
women, too.
Yeah.
They taking their organs and stuff.
We know
out.
What's up with, hey, let's not. Let's not.
Hey, that's what's
you
up, man. We got to get back to this, you know what I'm saying,
you know
for real. HPNT in the building. Man, y'all know what,
yeah.
know what it is,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, thank you, right, Stop and Blue, man. We appreciate y'all. For sure, man.
Appreciate
all
you.
All right, y'all.
Anytime.
Y'all.
Come
y'all.
And kick Lost it with
boss,
us.
The boss, Lost, Merca Valley.
Y'all stay up, man. It's still a lot of donkeys of the day out in this motherfucker, too.
Yeah, you know, we can go
yeah,
the list and go on.
Yeah,
hey, I'm
saying,
yeah.
Let's
go over here talking shit.
All right, fellas. Get back at us.
All right, no doubt, man. For sure.
All right,
peace
up.
Peace out.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, y'all.
Yo.
Later.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
Yeah, baby.
Stop,
Hey, I was telling that fool, he chimed in. I was like, bro, we on right now. But they was asking us to call. I'm glad he did call in. You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's bullshit. Anyway, Miss STL still, ain't she still? You
yo.
Still got a story? You got
she got a story to tell. Hell yeah.
Shit. We don't do this research for nothing, baby.
You so silly.
Money, man.
Recently,
hey.
I came across some information that said that they were doing an investigation in regards to Locks of Love. They're a nonprofit organization that supposedly allows kids with cancer to be able to get special made wigs. In regards to them, you know, because of the chemo and it takes your hair out. And recently they said that allegedly people were being solicited to pay $1,000 or more for these wigs, and they are supposed to be free for the kids. So me being a person, I have very long locks, and I said if I ever cut them, it was always my thing, you know. I'm gonna donate them to Locks of Love, even though my beautician's like you can sell them. I'm like, no, it's not always about the money. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna donate it to the kids. So when I got wind of that, I tried my best to reach out to some people from Locks of Love, and I have yet to get a response. I kind of actually got the runaround, which kind of raise my eyebrow a little bit, and if that is what's going on, shame on you guys. But the information that I did come across said that it pretty much depends on the circumstances. They want like your W-2 information and things like that. So I'm still looking. I'm looking for the what's going on here. Like I said, I called because it was a personal interest to me. I did call, kind of got the runaround, but I don't know. It looks kind of suspicious. And with them being a non-for-profit organization, if people are getting charged up to, you know, like $1,000 to get these hair pieces for the kids, you know, if that's what's really going down, I would never donate to your establishment, and I will keep looking, I will keep searching, because I want to find out. Like I said, if it's something I ever had to do or decided to do, that was the first place I was going to go with it, other than just saying, oh, I can just cut them off and make three different bags of hair and get money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that's not a true thing, but I don't know. It just made me feel some type of way. I felt some type of way about that. Truth be told.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
What do you think about that? Right.
I don't like it either. I think it's fucked up, you know. Especially if you're a not-for-profit, that's your whole thing. And, I mean, you should be donating, especially to them. They need it. You know what I'm saying? So there's no, first and foremost, in a lot of these organizations, there's no I care for real going on. It's just a bunch of, we trying to make some fucking side money, if you ask me, with the name. Not saying all of them, but that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That they doing people like that, you know? People that need it or
really,
want it, and you're making them pay them prices is, like, ridiculous.
What, some of the things I did find...
Hell.
They said that they put it on. They said if they do have to pay anything, they are like manufacturing costs. I guess the cost to make the manufacturing cost to make the wigs, but still, you know, when you are cancer is one of many very serious ailments that it is so hard, especially depending on your insurance situation. You have to pay so much money into it. It's ridiculous. And to have to turn around and say that you're a not-for-profit organization that wants to help, and then to find some information like that is terrible. And I really hope that this is not what's going on, but allegedly this is what they're saying is going on with Locks of Love. And I hope that's not the case, because nobody ever came back to me to answer my question, because I did, in fact, contact them.
So basically what you're saying is that the money that they, you said that they're making wigs and selling the wigs for $1,000+, and none of the money's going back to cancer research. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
So I mean, and that's where it goes to, like, having, when it comes to nonprofits, it's good to do your research. And I mean, you know, greed is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Once, you know what I'm saying, they get a name and it's not enough and plenty of money to cover them to not do anything or even worry about it again, as if they put that blessing in God's hand and just live their life from that point. So, I mean, it's really terrible to know that you know, Locks of Love was, if in fact the story is true, that they will carry on and put their brand up, you know what I'm saying, in the air like that, you know. So, I say to hell with them. I mean, it's different if they did that and the proceeds go back. It's different. I'm serious. It's different if they did it and the proceeds go back to you know, cancer research. You know,
sure.
Then they can kind of get away with it. But you, like you said, that hair is for the cancer patient. You know, so
yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. So
yeah,
I mean, that's crazy.
Y'all make sure y'all out there that's listening, make sure, you know, if that touches home, you know, make sure you keep posted, because I will be, you know, still researching it, because I do want to find out. Because if that is the case, I will be cutting it off. And like she said, your hair is long enough, you can sell three bags of hair. So I will be cutting it off and making my money.
I mean,
you will not be
getting
my marks.
And with that same note, you know what I'm saying, if, you know what I'm saying, you touched by the story, man, call into Locks of Love, you know what I'm saying, and ask the questions that you want to.
I told
you
that's what I was saying.
You know?
I'm telling
our callers, Ms. STL, for them to reach out as well. And you know what I'm saying, I think we all have family members that's battling cancer or lost their battle to cancer, you know what I'm saying? So this is a serious business, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So for real, reach out to them and ask your questions. Shit. Because, hey, I need to call up there my damn self. And truth be told, I'm going to call. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it on the calendar. I'm calling. And I'm going to ask a few questions myself just to find out, is this shit true? You know, truth be told.
Right.
That's crazy. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, it must be stopped. That, it must be stopped.
That's bullshit.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? If you gonna, if you got that much hair, you know what I'm saying, put the the proceeds should go to the cancer research and its patients, you know.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, truth be told, y'all, like Kills the Lou said, donkeys of the day. Y'all donkeys of the day, for real, truth be told. That's a Debbie Downer. You hear me? I need my spirit. You hear me? Because Blue don't creeping. My
what
energy level low. Blue don't creeping
Debbie
somewhere. I need my spinach. The fuck?
Oh, my God.
Truth be told, man. Truth be told. That's crazy. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Hey, I mean, before what we doing? Got one more for a quick one?
We got another song here.
Hey, here we go. I want to tell this quick story. You know what I'm saying? TMZ interviewed Johnny Gill on Friday, and Johnny Gill hinted that he and other members of New Edition have been talking about getting back in the studio to follow up their 2004 hit, you know what I'm saying, you know, reunion album. So he also hinted to Vegas, hey, we'll come for a residency in Vegas, you know what I'm saying, and put on some shows. I think that would be hot. I would love to see that. New Edition in Vegas, and you know, they still got some dance steps, you know. Cool It Down. Oh my God. Hey man, that shit takes me back when I was 5, 6, 8 years old. No bullshit, man. I used to be where I was like, before we fall in love. Oh my God. Hey, I can't wait. Truth be told, I can't wait. What did y'all watch the miniseries on BET?
I saw a little bit of it, and what I saw, I couldn't take my eyes off of it, so I have to catch it. Yeah, I'm gonna go back. I thought it was gonna be somewhere. It's gonna be a bootlegger's dream in a second. Hey man, I hope Vegas bite and pull them to Vegas, you know what I'm saying, pull them to do some shows with Vegas, next to the beautiful Britney Spears.
I love me some Britney Spears. She's an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a personal life. Don't worry about that.
Like
as far as an entertainer.
You like
that bitch. Hey, Britney Spears.
You just love a white bitch?
Hey. Snow White, you did?
Tyler likes nobody.
Hey, how y'all feel? Would y'all book a trip to Vegas to go check out New Edition?
I don't know if I believe it. I'm going to see nobody. I'm going to.
This how I play this shit. I don't gamble, but some people have got me to gamble a little bit. I be on, you know, playing roulette. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I go to Vegas, do what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's all, you know, Vegas don't sleep, so. When the sun go down, hit the motherfucker's drip with a flip of Henny, you know what I'm saying? And then what way to cap off your trip than to go stop and see New Edition, you know what I'm saying? That'll be hot, man.
What way to cap off your trip than to go nighty-night,
bitch?
I'm, you know, fuck all that shit.
All right. I'm sorry.
If the nigga flew me to Vegas, I still have
cool
to think about
down.
It. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That's
you
all.
Better slow it down. Slow it down.
I fuck with New Edition.
Before
you
know what
I'm saying? I
fall in love, baby.
But goddamn it, you know, hey, shit. I ain't too thrilled about nobody. I want my dream to come true. Fuck these niggas.
Who's to say? And wouldn't it be a way to go win $100 million and then go check them out?
They done had
their
shit. I'm trying to do my shit.
Hey, man, you never got fucked over. You never got fucked over. You did. Hey, man.
It's time for some
like I told you, step on today. Could be that ass you kiss tomorrow. Watch that shit. Baby, that's it. Baby for president. Hey, it's about 4:23,
damn,
baby,
right.
In a minute. I'm
keeping
it.
Watch. I'm going to slip in, because I got it.
Hey, Lou, where that 420 at somewhere?
Where it at?
Man, yeah.
Oh, shit. Let's go on sliding into Real Fuhr, Nurse Fantasy, another Dollhouse Radio, Indie spotlight artist.
Making love to you all the time, kissing you, baby. I got a nice way to say, I got a nice way to say. Come on, will you be my fantasy tonight? Let's play nurse fantasy. I got a nurse fantasy.
It's not the even time. I'm feeling sick, I need to see a night nurse. Hot on college, Jigaverse. Dirt leg pop up to miss my guitar burst. Any vitriol, no fluid hit a hurt. Keep it between us, nobody not alert. In a street, I drag me near me in a dirt. In a white dress, your chest pop out on a bird. Splitting in my little thumbs up, hit a word. Take me to me, just check mirrors, be a boss now. Ask me how me feel, me tell you, say me salsa. Only don't panic, you're needing your star, you set us down. Check me, make me find out, study problem, no. Give me lift straight down to my chest. Lift me arms, say me smack up you a neck. Kissing while you're undressed down to your breast. Leave your hot shoes, take off the rest.
Making love to you all the time, kissing you, baby. I got a nice fantasy, I got a nice fantasy. Come on, will you be my fantasy tonight? Just play nice fantasy, I got a nice fantasy.
I'm falling in that tank, get up with my phone at house call, make a flex with my girl at half of the floor, help me up, put me relax. Run water, not eat up for your spun back. Wash me down, grind me just up in your nurse cap. Same time, me all a rub you with a wash rag. Run shower, stand up, get so we rinse that. Step out the shower, I will dry, we make your in that. Living by my stomach for your give a full massage. Nerve tense, how we mustn't feel odd. Go from neck to leg, girl, you in charge. I feel me make a race and I get lost. Then you turn me over and I start from front. I me up and I see me thing jump. Fantasy me up if we just are be blood. So how about we think you done no sex me one.
Making love to you all the time, kissing you, baby. I got a nice fantasy, I got a nice fantasy. Come on, will you be my fantasy tonight? I got a nice fantasy. Wide away the days and nights, thinking about you all the time. I got a nice fantasy, I got a nice fantasy. Come on, will you be my fantasy tonight, tonight.
Okay, that was Terrell Fuhr, Nurse Fantasy.
That's a hot joint. Oh, I love the reggae shit up.
Spotlight indie artist. What'd you say, baby?
Yeah. I said I like that. That's a hot reggae. That's a nice little vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I just have to. Right now, it ain't dark out here. Dark out here. You know what I'm saying? I want to, for that song, I would like the setting to be, you know what I'm saying, a nice navy blue sky. You know what I'm saying? With a nice light. You know what I'm saying? Sitting back.
That. On the beachfront, looking over the ocean type shit.
Ain't even need no beachfront, just a nice starry night. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, for real.
Yeah, smoking it up.
Yeah.
Shit. Sweet,
yeah, man.
Baby. Man, truth be told, back for a new season. Coming back stronger than ever. You know? Y'all just make sure y'all continue to tune in each and every week with us. You know, whether it's my week, Ms. STL, Mr. Timer, we pray 90% of the time.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Next week, Ms. STL, so.
That's right.
Yes, it's
going to be. Put me in, coach.
Hood baby. You know what I'm saying? Hood up.
Yeah, the original hood baby.
Hey. This has been an exciting show. AC, I'm still mad you believe in the hype.
What?
So, hey, you get
I'm not believing a damn thing. I'm speaking what's accurate, my brother.
And that's what's up. Hey, what's accurate,
true.
Okay.
This is right. Accuracy.
Yeah.
But y'all be sure to follow us on Twitter at TruthBeTold_DHR. You know what it is.
And also, be sure y'all follow Dollar House Radio. Dollar House_Radio on Twitter. What'd you say?
What? I said you might be one of the ones that make it. But
man, you know what? Don't you ever in your motherfucking life? I don't play like that. On my daddy's daddy.
I said you might make it.
Hey, don't play with me. You know what I'm saying?
You want me to be like
the old man. The old man is shaking here. What do you want me to do, Ray? Fuck you and fuck Miss STL. You know what I'm saying? Reason why I say that, man, 2020, it's straight men out here. Don't get it twisted because we out here. We doing our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Making
it's
that
y'all
money.
Out
here.
Shit.
And we ain't out
here
planning our assholes. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Get that right.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
It's straight women sleeping with men.
Say this for the fellas. Everybody out here want to be treated like a king. I'm going to need you to make sure you take care of your queen and treat her as such.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, you're damn right.
Shit.
Hey, you're damn right. It's a 60-40 take, you know what I'm saying, from both ends. But it's a 50-50 love. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I give, you know what I'm saying, for instance, I give 60 to your 40. That's my effort in it. You give 60 to the 40. But really, 100 in. You about that shit, but you know, some motherfuckers, it all depends on who you fucking with and if they mind right. You know what I'm saying? If they on that same level, if they want the same shit that you want. If you got that, then you got the world is right there for the taking, baby.
Right.
So
right
I love y'all.
You right about
hey baby, I'm wait till my topic come up. I'm gonna piss you off with my topic. I'm gonna find something to get something to your
oh really
skin.
You gonna try to get I'm it ain't say. Too much I can get out of my skin, man. I'll be blown. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
About too much of shit. I care about what I need to care about. And I love everybody. And I spread love and joy.
Always.
And that's what I'm known for. Just being a peaceful person. I stay in my own fucking lane. And I don't be really too much tripping off what a motherfucker doing. But I wish you the best. And I pray
for you.
And I definitely pray for these children who have no say in what or a choice. At the end of the day, let's wrap it up like this because these babies are not to be fucked with, dog. And I'm a ride for these children. They got like fucked up when it comes to these babies, man. I got babies, and that's some shit to me. It's just, you know, it's outrageous.
Right.
Go find you somebody your own fucking size to pick on.
Right. Because
that's what you're doing.
By your dog.
You're a fucking bully.
Hey, we going to let D. Terrence take us on up out of here, though. D. Terrence featuring Colleen. Chin Chin, another Dollhouse Radio spotlight.
Hold on, let me get my shout out. Y'all know what it is. Thank y'all for tuning in. This STL next week. We got this shit on lock. Dollhouse Radio, Boss Lady Sexy India. Salute, baby. Hit me up at the real Mr. Simon. Miss STL, throw your handle, shit. Let's get up out of here.
Hey, MZ_STL. Get at me at Twitter. Chop it up with me, baby.
Yo,
out here.
Crazy. Next week.
And it's your girl, Gold Baby, GOLDBABI.
I'm in. Put me in, coach.
Golden Baby, hell of a show, baby.
Yo.
Yeah. Be condo. Uh-huh. Deterrence. Colleen. Here we go. But you're the best thing that a buddy ever seen. Well, you were wrong, everything is so evergreen. But you the truth and this is not a fallacy. You're the only girl I need, this could be your remedy. Cause I'ma strap you to myself like a backpack. And you can have it all, yeah, nobody can tap that. I love your face and your silhouette. When you break it down, you make a nigga want a broken leg. Yeah, all I wanna do is put you high on a pedestal. Give you all of me, I promise I'll never let you go. Tell you how I feel, yeah, I spell every syllable. We resume a place, I can show you everything I know. We can start it slow, sip some wine, watch a movie, yo. Then I take you on, you doing things you never did before. Biting on your lips, I can tell you were in the mood, but this is just the intro. Let me show you what I mean.
To the weekend, the start of the weekend. You want my mind 24, you what I'm picking. Baby, crack a bottle every weekend.
Lips so pretty, shorty, you the real deal, and I'm not kidding. Been around the world, seen these girls in the city, but you stuck up in my mind every day, every weekend. Slow it down, girl, why you run to? The more you play, how to get makes me want you. I left this all the girls, I ain't even right, damn. All the shit I did before, that's in the past, damn. I can be the competition, you can be the final prize. See my game right, and I promise I won't finish last. All the niggas trying, but I'm definitely been the last. And I'ma hold you down like a soldier, hold his fucking vest. Your beauty is divine, I wanna make you mine. I think that this could be our time. The way you make me smile, the way I make you laugh. Pull up, let me look into the mind one more time.
Of the weekend, you want my mind 24, you what I'm picking, baby, crack a bottle every weekend.
What I'm thinking, chin chin, popping bottles every weekend. You my ride or die chick, right up to the deep end. Through the day and the start of the weekend, you're on my mind 24. You what I'm thinking, chin chin, popping bottles every weekend. You my ride or die chick, especially
on the
deep end.
Through the weekend, the start of the weekend. You on my mind 24. You what I'm thinking, baby. Baby, say.